Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
Welcome to another edition of Early BP. I'm Mike Farron. The D-backs getting ready to wrap up this series against the Los Angeles Dodgers today at Chase Field after falling 9-0 to L.A. last night. The D-backs will hit the road for a 10-game road trip, opening Friday in Toronto, then 3 in Philadelphia, and finishing with 4 in D.C. before they come home for a 3-team homestand at the end of the month. Before we go much further, let's visit with the manager, Torrey Lovello.
Well, Torrey, I know that did not go the way that you had planned last night. Let's start with Taylor Clark. What did you see from him?
I saw early on that he was maybe picking at the zone, a little indecisive with a couple of his pitches, and he gave up two early runs. I thought after that he did a really nice job of just slowing things down, making pitches, and doing what he did best. And he showed some toughness yesterday, and I want to make sure that I got that point across to him, because as the outing wore on, he got a little bit better. And that's hard for a young pitcher who gives up early runs. But once again, it's that mound presence. It's a belief that he can go out and do things and execute a game plan.
The competitiveness, I thought, was what really stood out, mm-hmm. because how many times have you seen a pitcher in that spot against a team like L.A. wilt mm-hmm. in the first inning?
Yeah, it happens a lot, and they can put pressure on you, and they stacked up those lefties, I think, 4 or 5 deep to start the game. So I'm sure he was looking at that, and he was trying to figure out how he was going to get through that. So once he got through it the first time and he managed it okay, I think he was a little bit better each and every time. But you're right, the mental toughness a pitcher shows you in good times and in bad, those are the things that stand out, and Taylor did a good job of that yesterday.
It was a rough outing for both T.J. McFarland and for Archie Bradley last night. What did you see from them?
Yeah, T.J. maybe just lacking a tiny bit of finish on his pitches. He got a couple of ground balls early, but I thought late the lefty started to get him, and he was missing up with some balls. Even to right-handed batters. And right-handed batters are smart. They're going to take the ball the other way. And I thought he was good early, but just inconsistent late. Archie, on the other hand, I know did not have a good outing. And we're trying to figure out the best solution for Archie. I know that he's out there grinding away. He's studying. He's doing everything we're asking him to do. I think good results are going to happen for him, but it's not going to happen automatically. It's about the fastball command, throwing it where he wants, when he wants, and putting the pressure on the hitter.
What was it that made Ryu effective last night?
Well, it was the chase changeup off the plate. It was throwing the fastball on the inner half of the plate. It was exactly what we had predicted. We thought maybe he's going to go a little bit more heavy on the cutter, but you know, you got to give him some credit. He pitched to what he was seeing and making really good adjustments.
You have an aggressive offense, mm-hmm. and I guess it stands in contrast to watching Los Angeles, but how do you find ways, or how do you guys have to find ways to grind at bats against some of those tougher opponents?
Yeah, the Dodgers are a great example of what every team tries to get to. They keyhole you. They make you throw strikes. They're going to work you down and grind you down. And that's just a baseball phrase that we use here, and we talk about it all the time. So I just think we got to realize that we can't do damage on every pitch. Home runs are thrown, not hit. We got to make sure that we take the right approach based on what the at-bat is asking for. And at times it might be to grind somebody down and get into that bullpen. But there's an awareness, and we got to keep talking about it. We got to keep coaching these guys. I think it'll get better.
All right. Adam Jones had to come out of yesterday's game with what you thought was cramping in his hamstring. What's the status of Adam?
Yeah, Adam still going to stand by that cramping, but he woke up a little sore today, and I think the soreness is associated with the cramping. We've all been there. But just to make sure we have a precautionary MRI set up, I think he's doing it right now, so we'll get those results as soon as we possibly can.
But the hope is that he would be active for the series in Toronto. That's the feeling?
Yeah, I'm going to remain remain as optimistic as possible. I don't think the medical team felt like there was any strain or a tear, but you want to make sure. Yes, we feel like he's going to be on the plane with us going to Toronto, getting ready to help us win some baseball games there.
All right. John Duplantier goes today for you, and I know we talked a little bit after his start about maybe the lack of control, not just command, but control at times in that start. Mm-hmm. What are you hoping for John early in this game?
Yeah, to establish that fastball and let the hitter feel its presence. And that's what we've been doing really well over the past several games. Even though we haven't won some baseball games, I thought that our pitchers have done some really good job in that area. So it's about showing where you can throw that fastball, setting up the secondary stuff. But he's got exceptional stuff overall. I think it's going to be a good game for him.
All right, Skip, good coming this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
D-backs manager Torey Lovello joining us on Early BP. D-backs getting ready to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. BP show at noon, first pitch at 12:40, where the D-backs hit the road. Be keeping an eye on the podcast feed this week. On Friday, we'll have interviews with three of the four top draft picks for the D-backs, including first-rounder Corbin Carroll. Thanks for joining us for Early BP.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.